You want to go as deep as the blubber goes.
All the way to the meat?
Yeah.
Marine biologist Reed Brewer is standing at the mouth of Captain's Bay in his diving gear, with 46 feet of dead whale looming behind him. It's Tuesday afternoon, and he's trying to salvage some useful samples from the rapidly rotting animal before it's too late.
This thing has probably been dead for a little over a week, and so some of the information that you could potentially get from a whale like this has probably been lost at this point.
The dead humpback was spotted 3 days ago in a popular local fishing spot called Broad Bay. Don Graves used his 38-foot fishing boat to drag it across Unalaska Bay to a beach on Mackinac Island, accessible by road from Unalaska, where the whale is currently tied down just offshore.
You know, you got 40 tons of animal behind you, and towing it with a 38-foot boat, it was a little bit tricky, because when it goes, I mean, when it wants to turn, it's going to turn, and I think we made 1.5 to 2 knots all the way in here, and normally that's an idle speed for me, so.
Brewer says the original plan was to get an expert to fly out and perform a necropsy on the whale, which is an adult female, to find out more about how it died.
And the idea was to bring it back to town so that people could appreciate the kind of the grandeur of an amazing sea animal like this, but also so that we can let the whale live on by examining why it may have died.
But since Sunday, the decomposition of the whale has made an on-site visit less likely. The worsening smell has also made its disposal a more urgent concern. Mike DeLongchamp and Sylvester Coronado discover as much when they stumble across the whale on the beach Tuesday afternoon.
When we come around the corner there, the smell was intense. My buddy here, well, he goes, yep, we found it. I'm like, oh, yep, we did.
I told him, we smell it, before we see it, and yeah, that's what we did. I was hoping to take some pictures, get close by, take pictures, but it just, it's yeah.
It's gross right
and
now.
I'm about ready for lunch, so I ain't going, it's close as I'm going to get.
Caleb Livingston is working with Brewer and Graves to cut out rectangular chunks of yellow whale blubber. He stops from time to time to sharpen his knife.
Blubber dulls nice, incredibly fast.
As waves begin to break around the whale, he says that working around something this big at this time of day is a little iffy.
Well, my biggest concern is it rolling over and pinning one of us at a very bad time, especially with the tide coming in. But there's three of us, so we shouldn't have to worry too much.
The plan now is to take these samples, then sink the remainder of the body somewhere nearby, so that after it's fully decomposed, the whale's skeleton can be recovered and rebuilt as an educational exercise. In the meantime, it's attracting plenty of attention.
It's the first dead whale I've ever seen, so I would like to see the head, but I guess I can't. It's underwater or something.
Ryan Bronson works at the Unice Processing Plant in Unalaska. He says the decaying animal reminds him of a common odor on the crab line.
It smells like bad crab.
Vandals have been taking advantage of the whale as well. Don Graves says that when he arrived on the beach today, he was disappointed to find that somebody had waded into the sea and carved the letter A into the thick hide on the whale's belly.
You know, it's not going to hurt the science side of it, but, you know, you've got a majestic animal and people come out and do that kind of stuff to it instead of doing it for science. It's like, okay, guys.
Although dead humpback whales aren't that rare in Alaska, it's been more than a decade since one turned up in Unalaska Bay. The whales arrive here in the summer months, following the krill that is their food source. In the past, as many as 100 of them have been spotted in the area between Hog Island and Broad Bay, where the dead whale was found on Sunday. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.